So Megan, this is where we usually do our Ask Megan.
Yeah, like a question from a listener.
But we now have a special guest in here.
Well, we don't need a question from a listener because we have a bona fide middle schooler.
We do.
Sitting right with us. We've got a guest, Nate. Hey, Nate. Glad to have you.
Hi, I exist.
You exist.
This is Nate.
He exists.
And Nate is, how do you know Nate, Megan?
I know his parents. Our kids have hung out together.
Owen, right?
Yeah, Owen's my son. Yeah, it took Nate a while to figure out that I was that Megan. That happens a lot.
Every time you came over to my friend's house, I had no idea.
He had no idea.
Because we've kind of had this conversation where it almost seems like when you're a kid, you don't realize who parents
no,
are.
No, all parents just look like moms and dads.
They're
like,
just
they don't
adults.
Have personalities. Yeah.
They just exist, and it's kind of, you don't even really recognize them. But
now you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And you are here. We've met before. I actually read at your school, Brown Elementary.
Yep.
And you are now heading into the middle school.
Yep, I am.
Are you excited?
Excited? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at?
7.
7?
That's pretty exciting.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
So,
are you nervous, though? What are you nervous about?
Probably the 8th graders, because I saw them when we went there.
They're enormous.
There.
Yeah. Big kids, yeah.
They looked like the teachers.
Yes. They're huge. And I've got an 8th grader. Will.
Oh, you do?
He's the enormous one. He looks like he's like 6'5".
He's tall. See, you could be friends with
Actually,
Will.
Actually, he's a 9th grader now, but he was an 8th grader last year.
Oh, well, I was about to say, Will could have been your guy that you just hang out with.
Owen would be better. He's a 7th grader, so he can kind of like trans... Like, he's that... You know, 8th graders probably aren't going to hang out with 6th graders, but a 7th grader might.
Right.
So I don't know. Just keep your eyes on that. So what I'm going to do today is give a little advice for dealing with middle school. Because I was once a middle schooler.
This is good.
I was. It was a long
way
time
back
ago.
In olden times.
I'm not going to ask you to guess how many years ago it was.
When the world was in black and white?
Oh, Nate!
Dang!
Dang! Did you prepare that before you came in? Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I just got burned. Yeah. Maybe I'm not going to give you advice now.
I feel like
now.
Nate's going to be like how I was in middle school, where if you ever had a chance where there's kids bullying you or anything like that, you just insult them.
Well, all
That's
right.
what I did.
Well, there's your advice.
Don't
okay.
take my advice.
Well, I think you should take Johnny's advice, except insult them under your breath so that they don't hear you.
You just crack jokes.
You just crack little jokes. Just like, you know, be smart. You're smart. I can tell you're a smart kid.
Oh, I'm very smart.
So use your smarts. Use your smarts to your advantage. You know, people always say be yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is true. But if you're annoying, be better than yourself. I'm just totally kidding. But you be yourself. Is that a good piece of advice?
I think be yourself is good.
Yeah.
To be yourself to a certain point.
Yeah.
I tend to be annoying. And
gotta learn to rein that in a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of got to dial it down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you want to have friends that like you and friends that aren't annoyed by you.
Right.
From being, because, you know, whether you talk too much or something like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's good. So be yourself.
And you're going to be now mixing with kids from other schools that you don't necessarily know. So, hey, that's what that cough button's for, dude. Too late now.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. And I think middle school is a really good opportunity to reach out, not stay with the same little group you've always hung out with, and like find some new people.
This is good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, Johnny, today we are talking with Nate, who is going to be starting 6th grade in like, what, 2 weeks?
Two weeks
and some change. Mm-hmm. So
and up to middle school,
and
right?
Up to middle school, yeah. And you're excited, but maybe there's some things you're a little worried about.
Yep, the 8th graders.
The 8th graders, the big graders, men mainly. And women who run the school. What about schoolwork? Are you worried about that at all?
Kind
of. Yeah.
Because this is kind of the transitional time where you get into having different teachers. You have your own lockers.
Yeah.
It's big time now.
My baseball coach is actually one of the teachers.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
That's helpful.
That is nice. Yeah. And you know, you don't know who your teachers are yet, though, do you?
No.
You haven't
I don't.
Found out just yet. You'll find out pretty soon.
And everybody, by the way, everybody at Upton Middle School is going to know who Nate is because
of course,
he's going
be
to be the coolest kid in school.
Obviously, I'm 98 coming through the coast.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And all the teachers at Upton are super nice. I'm personally friends with many of them and they're great. But I think one thing that I wish I had gotten better at when I was a middle schooler was my locker combination. I forgot it like 6 times.
Did you have to write it on your hand like in the movies?
I didn't write it down, which was a mistake because I'm not good at remembering strings of numbers. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go to the office like multiple times. And then you're doing that thing where you're standing in the hallway and you can't remember your locker combination. And you're like, shoot, is everyone going to know I can't remember my locker comp? So you stand there kind of spinning it and trying to look cool and like wait until the the hallway kind of dissipates, and then you go to the office and there's like a line of other kids who also forgot. So write it down. Put it in multiple places.
See, I was always good with numbers, but I will say this, speaking of the office, make friends with the people that work in the office.
Yes.
Okay. The administration people, whether it be the principal or any of the other people working in that office, make friends with them. So if it's little things like I forgot my combination or something else, they might, you know, skip you to the front of the line. That could happen. I'm not saying it will. But it could.
It could. It potentially could happen. Maybe the piece of takeaway advice here is just be nice to everybody.
Yeah.
You got an opportunity. You're starting kind of at the bottom, but pretty soon you're going to be that enormous eighth grader. Like you're going to come back here in a few years and you're going to be 6 foot tall and have a beard probably. So if one day you're going to be on top, you know, and the more people you're nice to now, it's like, I don't know.
And I wouldn't be afraid of the eighth graders because there be maybe eighth graders that were, you know, thinking just like you that they were that sixth grader and they want to maybe mentor a younger kid. So I think that just you'll find them or they'll find you and they'll say, hey, let's be friends. Let's work on this together.
Yeah.
So having lots of good friendships on all the different grades, not just in your grade, but maybe find some eighth graders to be friends with as well.
Yeah. So how you feeling about middle school now? Feeling pretty confident?
Yeah, pretty confident.
Well, good. Well, this has been fun. I'm glad you came on the show today.
Yeah.
You pretty excited about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? All right.
It's weird coming here because, like, I'm seeing, like, all the people that I listen to every day.
That's awesome.
And it's just like, whoa, there's Megan. Whoa, there's Johnny.
Yeah. We really exist in real life. Just like you exist in real life.
You can tell everybody now that we do exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks, Nate. It's been great having you on, and I'll see you in a backyard sooner or later, I'm sure.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here.
Of course.